Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hi, I'm Dr. Emily Morse from sexwithemily.com. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promessin is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation, but they don't have to. Go to promessin.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out all of our podcasts, our blogs, our videos. And, you know, I know you're listening to the show because you probably want to have better sex and relationships. So if that's the reason, there is more information, like I said, on our website. And the first thing you should do is put in your email address, because first you'll get the 5 biggest mistakes you're making in bed. If you're a man or a woman, you can choose. And just to make sure you're on track. I'm sure there's probably one or two you might recognize, you might have done in the past. But also, we send out amazing emails. And I wouldn't just say this, but people have actually complimented me on my email blast, my weekly email blast, which most of them, you know, you probably delete. But there's actually more information to help you. So do that. Check out the site. Follow me on Facebook and Twitter and all that, Sex with Emily. And I love hearing from everyone. So appreciate you getting your emails at feedback@sexwithemily.com. So today, I'm so happy Madness is here because I haven't seen him in a while.
Forever.
So much catching up on. We're going to be answering the emails that you sent to feedback@sexwithemily.com. Some of those topics include masturbation, because it is Masturbation Month still. So happy Masturbation Month. What to do when your wife feels a little unsexy, unsure about manscaping, A wife dislikes giving oral. Imagine that. First time I've ever heard that. And someone wants to know about the Cowboy for Angels guy last week, what cologne he was wearing, because it was super sexy. Menace, remind me to tell you about that show.
Okay.
It was a goodie. Okay, so the first thing is, we've been getting so many emails, and so I've been thinking, like, what... There's kind of a common theme in the emails this week. So a lot of them were about hygiene and just keeping clean. Like, a woman, if she doesn't want to perform oral sex, like, he's not so clean. But beyond that, I just started thinking about the things that, like, are really pissing me off lately about, and this is just from my experience, like, the things guys don't know. So, for example, if you're dating a new person and you know there could be, like, a slight chance that she's coming back to your house and you might hook up, I know guys don't change their sheets. We know you masturbate every day. We don't want to slide into your crusty sheets. We just don't. And so there's a certain, like, hygiene and etiquette. You know, Menace, you talk about pre-gaming and all that stuff.
If you're single, you probably don't wash your sheets.
No, guys don't wash their sheets, especially in their 20s. So, like, wash your sheets or have a second pair of sheets. Like, they're not expensive now. Buy them on Amazon. I don't care. So I'm conscious of that. And also just, like, wash your hands if you're about to fool around with someone and it could be your first time together. Make sure that you just, like, wash your hands because there's, like, germs. If you had dinner, you've been drinking, make sure you wash your hands, go to the bathroom, freshen up, all that stuff. And we will get into, like, manscaping and all those things. And then for women and men, okay, so we get lots of emails from people who talk about how people aren't so fresh down there, right, Menace? Like, you've probably had an experience with a woman where you go down south and you're like, oh, really?
Yeah.
And guys have emailed, they're like, I had to open the windows, and, like, girls. Oh, the other night on the show, yeah, I had a woman call in, and she said her boyfriend came back from a golfing trip for ESPN, and that his penis actually smelled like cheese, which is a bummer. And she was, but really, I think there's probably some kind of
really
sexual transmission.
Well, that really happens because
you just
don't take a shower.
No, but he had just showered. It's a whole other issue. Oh, okay. Because there's probably something that he picked up, because if it does smell like cheese, which is... So any strange odors, if you're with a woman and the odor goes on, there could be risk for sexually transmitted diseases. But if it's just the normal, like, you showered that morning and then you're hooking up with someone, here's a tip. Go to the bathroom before. Like, if you're at a guy's house, just go in and, like, wipe. You take a washcloth, use some soap, and just make sure you're a little fresh down there everywhere. It takes 2 seconds, and no one's going to be complaining about you, and you'll be having better sex.
Cool. What's going on with your life?
Do you change your sheets?
Yeah,
but
my girlfriend washes them now. So what's going on? I haven't talked to you in so long.
I know.
And last time I talked to you, you were all about Tinder, and you were
saying, oh my
God, I have so many matches on Tinder. Well, you know, because guys on Tinder are liking every single photo.
See, that,
it's like a numbers game.
I don't think that's true.
Had, like, a big head, and you were like, oh my God, so many guys like my photo.
Okay, see, this is your misinterpretation. I'm so overwhelmed by Tinder that I want to delete it. I said, I have so many matches and I don't have time to match. Whether or not they're just saying like to everybody, they're like chatting with me. And then I don't have time to respond.
Okay, so what happened? What's been
going on? So I did the live Tinder date on the show. And that was good. I actually liked him. We, like, got into it. Because, you know, I know we're on the air, but, like, I can get into it. It was like a real date. And I liked him. But Lauren, my assistant, didn't like him. So I was like, oh, I already said yes. I'm going out with her again. Not that it mattered, but Lauren didn't have to date him.
Well, she
but
didn't
people
like about
had
him.
Creepy, weird. I don't know what she did. What didn't you like about him, Lauren?
I thought he was a jerk.
Oh, yeah, but she loves that kind of
I
stuff.
I don't like jerks. That's not true.
She's like a 14-year-old girl. She loves jerks.
I've never dated an asshole in my life. Not
yeah,
once.
Yeah, but you like guys that are jerks.
Never once have I dated
You'll
an asshole.
Go out with them, but you won't make them, like, your
I've never
boyfriend.
Dated an asshole in my life. Not okay. once. That's the one thing. I've dated guys who are...
First lie on the show.
Today. Honey, I've never... What assholes have... All the guys I date are really nice. They're not mean. They're not jerks.
Is that
they're
why
not
you don't stay with them?
No, I don't stay with them because I don't want to be monogamous, but I don't stay with them because they're jerks. So, anyway, Tinder, I don't have time. So, what's going on with me is that I actually have set a goal, and I'm making more time to masturbate because I have a million sex toys. To watch more television, I actually program my DVR and to date more. So I'm actually going to answer.
Okay, at least tell me about your last date.
Is there?
Don't tell me that was your last date because that was a while ago.
No, I went on another date.
Okay, tell me about this one.
I went on a date with a guy who I met when I was looking for apartments, like, months ago, and he was just moving here from San Francisco. So we had this, like, you know, oh, he's a doctor. He was
cute.
Okay,
good.
And we went out once, like, months ago, and then... I think I kind of blew him off. Not because, just honestly, I forget to text people back and I'm not prioritizing it. And we went out. So that was a fun date, but nothing happened. And then we went out again a few weeks ago. And it was fun. We went out for drinks and we went out. We were talking. But turns out he's going through. Okay, so here's the thing. I thought it was a date, but then he said he's like in the celibacy kick. And he's trying to be celibate because he's been sleeping around so much. He's really cute. So then I just started giving him advice all night about sex.
Yeah, but no. He was playing you to see if you
would try. If I'd be like, oh, let me be the one that breaks down your celibacy. No, I'm all for celibacy. Like, good for you.
This guy messed up because he tried to play a game. And then
you're right. I might have hooked up with him, but I didn't really care that much. But the truth is, he was like, I've just been sleeping with girls and it feels really empty. Like, it was cute. Like, he was going through this whole metamorphosis that men go through when they're kind of sluts. And women.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm just going to stop dating because he's cute. He's a doctor, you know, in LA.
All right. So are you like banging ex-boyfriends now or
ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, see?
I mean, I knew sometimes.
So that's who you're having sex with.
No, usually. And then this other guy I've been dating for a few months on and off. Mm-hmm. The one that I by mistake broke up with during Love Line, but he didn't know I broke up with him yet. Did I tell you this after New Year's?
No, tell me.
I was dating him for a few months and we went away on New Year's to Palm Springs and it was a disaster. And I knew at the end, I'm like, I'm so over it because there were several things leading up to it. But we went to a party, New Year's Eve. It's a freaking party. Talk to people. It was huge, gorgeous house. Like, you know, people walking around, drinks, serving. It was like a nice, fancy, whatever. So like I saw my girlfriends when I got there and I'm like, oh, we're going to go dance. And for like maybe 20 minutes, I was out with my friends. He starts texting me, where are you? What's going on? What are you doing?
I'm sure it was more than 20 minutes.
Okay, that's what he said. So maybe it was 35, but you come find me.
It was longer.
So I was like over it. And I was already like, didn't want to have sex with him all week. Like got a nice hotel room. I didn't want to be with him. So then I realized when he dropped me off on New Year's, like the next day, I was like, okay, see ya. Like I jumped out of the car, drove home. And then I was in love with him the next night. And Drew says to me, so we're on the air. How was your New Year's? And I said, oh, because the topic of the night was like New Year's disasters. I said, I had a disaster. This guy is just really insecure. He can't really handle the fact that I need someone who can be on their own and like go to a party and not get like angry. You know, my biggest thing is that I'm independent. And I need someone who's got their own life. So I sort of broke. So I mentioned that it was over, but I hadn't told him yet that it was over. So he, who I didn't think listened to the show, happened to be listening to the show and then found out. And wasn't happy and said, don't ever
talk to
me again.
Did he blow up your cell phone or what?
Yeah, he did. And then, but then we made up. Well, like, my show's up, my phone's off. But then we talked about it the next day and I thought he would hate me forever. But then he got super cool and he was like, I get it. Please don't ever talk about me again, which I just did. And then for like a month, it's just my life.
Yeah.
So we were talking for a month. He lives in Venice, so it's like long distance. It is.
It's a half hour drive.
It's so far. It's 40. So, but then we just started talking and reconnecting again. We actually got a lot closer over that month and started like learning more about each other but it was non-sexual and then as friends. And now I see him every once in a while. And then I have another date next week. What?
Just to hook up or what?
We hook up. But he's actually my sex toy tester because I'm getting so many toys in and he's really down with toys. Unlike you who are intimidated by them and think it's going to replace your penis, which is not true.
It's not even true.
He gets into it because this is what I have to say. All the men who believe that a woman uses a sex toy because it's going to replace your penis and she's no longer going to need you, like she's going to delete your number, is so not true. What you have to realize is that when a woman uses a toy with you, it actually, A, gets there faster. She'll have her orgasm for sure. It's a sure thing. And you could still be holding it, using your fingers, using your tongue. Most women aren't getting enough clitoral stimulation during sex, so you hold up the vibrator. So don't be intimidated. And he's like, so what do you got this week? So every week, because I'm getting stuff sent to me, he's like down with trying it, and he's very turned on by it, and he likes it. And so we've tried
some
crazy things.
My problem is I just feel like you start with one, and then it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and
bigger.
Like
it's the gateway.
Yeah.
But they don't get bigger. They get different.
Because
you don't know enough. Can I just give you some? Your girlfriend will tell you that she likes it.
No, I'm good.
Are you guys still having sex after this long?
Yes, we're having sex.
You're really not.
No, we're having sex, but you know I had that penis operation.
Oh, yeah, the penis operation. How's your penis?
My penis is fine now.
Is it fine to have sex?
Yeah, I'm finally healed.
Are you? So then are you having... Okay, but be honest.
Well, people haven't heard, I had an operation on my penis.
I know, that was sad.
And it was really bad. And I had, like, stitches in my penis.
Right. But that was, like, 6 months ago.
But it takes 6 months to...
Oh, okay. So now are you...
Yeah, I'm good. I'm fine.
So more, like, did it rekindle your sex life because you couldn't have sex for so long?
Yeah, it actually did, too.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it made me, like, want to have sex. Because, you know, I'm tired every day.
I know.
Because I get up at 2 a.m. to go to work.
How's your new job?
My new job's awesome.
Tell
I love
everyone,
it.
Woody show.
I'm doing a morning
show.
Sounds
like a boner.
I'm doing a morning show here in Los Angeles, and it is... awesome. It's on 98.7.
Okay. You rock. Yeah. So you guys are good and you're living together and you're happy because you never, I've never
Yeah, I love it here in Los Angeles versus San Francisco. San Francisco was stressful. There was nowhere to park ever. And I mean, I'm from there and it's not like I was a transplant or anything. It just became a pain in the ass, you know? San Francisco is a lot of like nerds that live from all over the country and then they come to San Francisco to reform themselves. Kind of like Los Angeles.
Right.
But.
They're nerds.
I don't know. They seem kind of cool. Cooler than they are in San Francisco. San Francisco, they're like too cool for the room. Here in LA, I mean, you'll run into some people that are like that they're way more important than they are.
And I would think
usually
the
they're not from LA too. It's another transplant person. Right. But I'm liking it here so far.
That's good. But people, yeah. I need a better answer. People are like, they're like, how do you like LA? And I'm like, yeah, I like it. Like, what's the biggest difference you see between San Francisco and LA? And I'm like trying to, I mean, I don't want to be stereotypical, like, okay, the traffic sucks. But I'm like, you know, I guess it is. You can't do like more than one thing in a night. Mm-hmm. In San Francisco, everything's 10 minutes apart.
What about friends?
It's been great for work, obviously. And it's been great. I've made some new friends. I meet way more guys here. Here's the difference is that you can't do as much because the traffic is limiting. I'm not going to talk about traffic because that's so friggin' boring.
That's you not putting effort into relationships.
I don't have time.
You never do.
I know, but I'm going to. That's not my goal. Masturbate.
You won't go drive
time
to see
for
the
TV, and then
you love the guys that are interested in you, and you're like totally not interested in.
No, I am
what
interested
they
in them for a while. No, I am. If they come to me, it's just hard to drive. The thing, the traffic. What? So no. Then masturbate, date more. And the guys, I feel like men in LA approach you more. In San Francisco, nobody ever asks you out. They don't.
Yeah, they're
pussies.
They don't
come up to you, right? They like chuck your balls at the Golden Gate and then they like get an apartment.
All right, so tell me about the sex toy guy. Let's go back to that real quick.
So I really like him.
Your last sexual experience with him.
Okay.
And how does it go down? Does he actually take you out? Or
yeah,
do you just
go
to his house and just go?
Yeah, I just go to his house and we like make frozen dinners.
Okay. What happened?
No, but it's not about that. Yeah, we go to dinner and then I always get new toys.
What do you talk about other than sex?
We never talk about sex. I mean, we have sex, but it's not that we only talk about sex. We talk about everything.
I'm sorry,
he's really
I'm interrupting.
Smart.
Go ahead.
We talk about,
tell me about beginning and end, how it goes down.
Which part? The sex part? Okay, so we go to dinner, I hang out. He's got a great house on the beach. It's fun. It's like go to the beach. Mm-hmm. And then I typically bring whatever it is I want to try because I test Good Vibrations, goodvibes.com. As you all know, use coupon code Emily, get 20% off and of all their amazing toys. I've been getting a lot of really interesting things sent to me lately, but since I don't make the time and he's down with it, I'll bring different toys.
Okay, after the dinner, how long does it take until you're in bed with him?
You know, it depends. 6 minutes? No, I don't know. We'll go back to his house, have dinner, and then usually, like, I'll have things charged, pre-charged before I get there.
All right.
Like, when you didn't hear this. My landlord came in, and I had toys charging all over my apartment. Like, literally in every orifice of my apartment.
Really?
Toys. But then I'll show it to him, and he's, like, down. So there's, like, this new one by, what's the thrusting one, Lauren? Fun Factory. The Zwi and the Dwi, and they thrust instead of vibrate.
Yeah.
They're, like, they're really, really cool, and I wanted to try, like, a thrusting one because it's a totally different thing, so we... A few weeks ago, we started with bondage tape. I love bondage tape. So he's into that. Because bondage tape, if you want to like spice up your relationship, start something different, you think, I got to be like Christian Grey, 50 Shades of Grey, if you don't know that. I got to go get a friggin' dungeon. But bondage tape looks like electrical tape. It's like plastic in a roll. It's like $6. And you can just easily, it doesn't stick to itself and you can tie it. So like we'll do a little blindfold. He'll do a little like my hands. And then we'll...
Cool.
Try some toys.
All right, so using this guy for sex, then...
No, I'm not using him for sex. He's my test toy. He's like, well, I think this one... Like, he, like, gets into it.
Who's the next guy?
And then there's a clitoral vibrator with the new Aura something by Good... Aura Oral Sex. It actually simulates oral sex, which you know I love. It's a toy that just... But he used it on me. It was cool.
Great.
What else do you want to know about the toys?
No, I just want to know... Okay, I don't care.
And then we'll do the actual sex.
No, I want to know who... Okay,
so... It's not like every time we're testing toys,
but he's the potential guys in your life?
I just got fixed up with another guy next week that I'm going out with.
Happen?
I can't met.
What do you mean?
My friend, I have a friend fixed here up. From high school, and she called me and she's like, "I've got the most perfect guy for you. You'd appreciate this."
Girls actually do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, still? In LA, because I'm everyone's like only like single new friend or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but she's like, "He's divorced. I can't say who's dating, but he was dating some." Because I don't do that. But anyway, he's interesting. I don't know. I've never met him. We texted, and I'm going out with him next week. And he is a
But aren't you afraid of messing up your friendship by
with who?
Going out with these guys that you know guy? That you're probably just going to
Oh, with my friend who fixed me up? And then well, the problem is she's like, he's a really nice guy. He doesn't date around. He like is looking for a relationship. And I'm like, how do you know? Everyone assumes that that's what I want. But I'm always open that there could be that person that I say, okay, it's closed for, I'm closed for business except for your penis only. But that just hasn't happened. But how does it go down with her fixing me up?
Yeah.
She just called me and said, is it okay if I give this guy your number? He's really cool. He does this and that. And it sounded interesting. There was some synergy.
So where are you going to go?
We haven't decided yet. It's next Wednesday. I'll let you know.
Okay.
So good. I think it'll be, I mean, I think he sounds really, you know, nice and he's got a good job and he's funny texter, which is important. It's very new.
Oh.
Yeah. So all nothing right, else. Fine. Same guy with the toys. I'm not using him for the toys, but okay. What about you?
Me, just this work and the girlfriend. We went to a wedding, and then we went to a wedding.
She wants to get married.
No. She doesn't want to get married, and I don't want to get married, and we don't want to have kids too. But weddings are actually kind of fun, though.
Yeah, they always are fun.
And you're just like, when you are at a wedding, you're like, oh man, I kind of want to have one, but you don't want to have all the things that go with,
like the money.
You know, the money. The
family.
You know, being together forever type thing. Right, yo, you know? Yeah. And
was it a friend in San Francisco?
Yeah, it was a high school friend that was getting married.
Okay.
And it was a lot of fun. And then you do kind of get kind of emotional, like, oh, man.
Did maybe, you cry?
No. But oh, you kind of, like, she? Think to yourself, like, man, maybe I should be doing this. I mean, how often do you go to a wedding? Do you feel that?
No.
Never?
I never understood why people cried at weddings. I was like, I cry because I'm so goddamn relieved it's not me. Like, this looks like a nightmare. But most people cry because they're really sentimental about it. I just think, like, the seating arrangements, the commitment for life, the picking out the flowers, the whole thing. I'm not a party planner. I know you could hire someone, but the whole thing just seems like I would never want to do – I just would never want to do that.
But you're going to find that guy that's
going to – Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm open. I'm not saying that I'm never going to. It's just not, like, my focus.
If you could make a dream guy, who would he be?
He doesn't even exist, I don't think.
I know. Well, I already know who he is.
Who is he?
He's the guy that, you know, will be committed to you, but lets you sleep around with other people.
And
he's all about you, and he's interested in what you have to say all the time. But you don't really have to
talk a lot.
Yeah, but you don't really have to be interested in what he has to say at all.
That's not true. I listen.
And that's about it. That's all you need.
Menace, you've never met anyone I've dated, and you don't know
what happens. I had, and the guy looked like a used car salesman.
Oh, Bob, that's the who dude. I still sleep with sometimes.
I knew it. You totally,
he's cute.
Lied to me, too, because you're saying, oh, when I move to LA, I'm not going to sleep with him. Told typical women.
Oh, but it's so easy
talk.
Sometimes.
Like,
I don't care.
Women, like, talk so much crap about a guy, and that is
I
the
never
guy that they will
crap.
Sleep with.
You, I told you I
so,
love him, but you
guys
thought
that are listening.
He was wearing a suit. It was
guys
a nice suit.
Guys that are listening, if you hear a woman talk a gang of shit about a guy, that is the guy that she is going to eventually sleep with.
I never.
So you better leave.
I didn't talk.
Right
I never said anything
and save
bad
yourself
about him.
Some time.
I never said anything bad about
no,
him.
No, but you said he looks like a used car salesman.
You said,
I said
he was
a bunch
wearing
of bad
you're
stuff.
Not used to seeing men in suits. It was a nice suit.
The guy had a gold ring on. That is.
He
that
he doesn't
just
wear jewelry.
Screams used car salesman right there, and he had slick back hair.
I haven't slept with him in a while, but we do. We cuddle sometimes. Sometimes we just cuddle. Like, I'm like, I don't want to have sex, but you can come over and cuddle.
Oh, God.
I just like cuddling sometimes.
Yeah, and then it ends up.
No, well, sex. No. If I draw, I'm like, no, just cuddling. Yeah. Really? Wow. Don't you ever? No, you never want to
like,
cuddle.
Like, who would want to
You don't
do
want
that?
To cuddle or do anything. So I don't know why I'm asking you that.
Okay.
Let's get into the emails from the people.
I love
unless
hearing
you have anything
from the people.
Else to, unless you have anything else you'd like
no,
to tell me.
No, I'm good
me.
For right now.
Okay. Thanks for emailing me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. As you know, I read every single goddamn email you send me, and I love it. It makes my day. It makes me really happy. Okay. Hi, Emily. My wife of 7 years has never performed oral on me. She's tried, but finds it gross. I'll clean up, wash, get rid of smells and flavors, but as soon as I start leaking, she's done. So we just don't try anymore. However, we both love it when I perform on her. She gets off and I really enjoy it. It's the only way she climaxes without a vibrator. Some people will consider this hypocritical that I should withhold from her until she gives it to me. I don't feel that way, but it seems like that is what our culture tells us. Is it hypocritical? Is there anything we can do to try again? She's a picky eater, so she doesn't like certain flavors, strawberry, chocolate, vanilla. I know she wants to please me, but it bothers me that she can't. There is this stigma out there that she should, and we can't find anything to help. Thanks, James from Texas. Okay, James, here's the deal. So for 7 years, she hasn't performed oral sex with you. That's kind of a long time to go without, or she's never done it and she doesn't like it. There's a lot of women who just flat out don't like it, just like there's a lot of men who don't like it. They don't like performing oral sex on a woman.
Yeah, you don't marry them.
What? The women that... Right, exactly. Why'd you marry her? But the thing is that a lot of women have issues around it. Like, it could be things they're brought up with, thinking that it's, like, disrespectful, you know, that it's degrading to women. I mean, I think he's got to get to the bottom of why she doesn't like it. But it sounds like it could be taste and smell. And some women don't like that. It makes them gag.
I'm just going to keep it straight with him, okay? If a girl's not into doing that, she's never going to do it. Even if you beg for her to do it. And she tries, it's not going to be what you want.
What do you mean? But maybe, okay. And I agree. It's just like men going down on women. It's like I said, like tomatoes. Like, if you don't like tomatoes, you're not always going to be like, oh my God, tomatoes. I love them. Like, you're right. People don't typically change. But what is he going to do? Like, what, never live without a blowjob? And now he's thinking of withholding oral sex, which is the one way that she can orgasm. So I would say, before you throw in the towel with this, communicate with her and find out what bothers her so much about it. Like, if it is just the taste, there is the mask. Remember, mask, sexual flavors. M-A-S-Q-U-E. They're these little strips that you put in your tongue that actually mask the taste of semen for up to 20 minutes, 30 minutes. They really do. Like, so she's doing it, but then a little comes out and she gags. So clearly she wouldn't taste it that way.
I would like a follow-up email, though, to see if she did it before they got married, because that's the whole...
Oh, that's
like,
our whole thing,
tale,
that women stop when they get married.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to know.
But it sounds like... it sounds like she never liked it. I don't understand why women stop. They're like, I got the ring, I'm out. Like,
yeah, but if
say,
he knew
hello,
that she never...
Say goodbye to your last blowjob, or hello to your last blowjob.
If she never liked it, then why is he, like, still trying to...
Because men want blowjobs.
I mean, what of if course, you never got like, one? What right. man doesn't, but... If you're with somebody that didn't want to do it, then just you're going to have to deal with it, man.
I think that he needs to be more vocal about it and discuss like what it is. Maybe she could use her mouth a little bit, put a mask strip in, and give him a hand job at the same time, but like a little bit with her mouth. I know how you feel about hand jobs, but I want to bring hand jobs back because I think hand jobs are awesome.
So this 80s.
Right. A hand job. I've had these talks to people. They're like, yeah, whatever happened to the hand job? It's like everyone's like, a hand job. You skip to the blowjob. But
because
hand
guys
job,
don't
you can
want,
use lots of lube.
Guys don't want hand jobs when they can get blowjobs.
Right, but she could do a hybrid.
And a woman doesn't have a penis. I don't know if you know this. So they don't know how it feels.
Yeah, I do. I know two hands. It feels better than when you do it.
No, so if a man does it, a man can do it to himself way better than a woman
okay,
ever
you
can.
You just haven't had a good hand job or a good vibrator experience, but I'm going to work on
that's
that
why I
you.
Disagree when women want to give blowjob classes and seminars and stuff like that. Like, gay guys should be doing that because they have a penis, so they know exactly how it feels.
But it's different for women to learn, like, a lot. So there might be a few things, because it could be that she doesn't actually know what she's doing and she's uncomfortable with it and doesn't think she can please him. A lot of women don't give oral sex. I mean, for her, it sounds like it's a taste thing. But there are a lot of women who are just sort of intimidated by it. Like, they just like men with oral sex, they don't really know which.
Then
know,
if it's a tasting, then he should, like, you know, get
you
to that point.
You could use flavored lube. There's
yeah.
like amazing, like, strawberry, chocolate, vanilla flavor. Oh, but he just doesn't like it. Strawberry. There's a million things you could do. But the first thing you have to do, communication is a lubrication. Talk to her about it. Because if you're feeling like you can't live with it, and then you're going to start withholding oral sex from her, and she's not going to know why, you've been together 7 years. And, like, I always say, like, you should talk about sex within the first 7 weeks, 7 days you're dating someone that you're having sex with. However, usually it's when it becomes a problem that we hear from people. And so I'd say you got to start talking about it now. Babe, this is really important to me. And I know that you might not love it. I don't want to force it on you. Because also it's the guys who are always like, you're going to give me one. You're going to do it. It's going to happen tonight. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. We don't want to do that. If you keep putting it in our face and talking about it, that's the last time you're going to get it.
Yeah.
So there might have to be a way that he like eases her into it and finds out what really is the problem.
Yeah, I mean, well,
and if it's just the gag thing, she hates it, you know, he's going to have to live without it.
Yeah.
Or you
I
can
mean,
buy a fleshlight.
Well, if you like put some Christian Louboutins in his lap, I'm sure it could happen.
What do you mean?
What if do you mean what I mean?
If she did?
Yeah, or just, like, buy her purse or something, you know?
Dude, I don't know what women you date that you think that works for, but obviously it's worked for you.
No, I'm just saying, you know, some women are into that kind of stuff.
Right.
give me a purse and I'll give you a blowjob. But I think this is, again, this goes back to sexual compatibility. Couples need to talk about this. And don't be married for 7 years and then bring it up. But I'm glad you did. Let me know how it happens. Just talk to her about it and see what you can do. If she knows that you're this unhappy, I don't know that you've told her yet. Talk to her. Okay, dear Emily, this is Camo all the way from sunny South Africa. I've been listening to your podcast for 3 months and it's been nothing but awesome and highly beneficial. My question is about manscaping. My ex didn't mind my hair down there, but after we broke up, I found someone else and she hates the hair. After speaking to my female friends, I'm not sure if I should just shave it all off, trim it, or just leave it and find another woman. I'm pretty cool with either of these options, but isn't there a way to keep all the women I'm bound to sleep with happy? No. Thanks a lot and keep up the amazing work. From John. Okay, so manscaping. This is a good thing. First of all, no, there's not one thing you can do that will please every woman because every single woman on the planet is different. So no matter what your last woman liked, she liked your hair, didn't like it. This one will. This one likes oral sex. This one doesn't. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
I would love for men's sake.
It's the other way around.
Every vagina was a carbon copy. So you're just like, I know this. So it's like a new phone. Like I can program this.
Yeah.
But they're all different. So it's confusing.
Sucks because like a lot of men are the same.
I
but
know.
Every woman is different.
Every woman. Yeah. Right. So I feel for you. But manscaping thing, we're not talking about oral sex because that's enough. But manscaping, I would say, why don't we split the difference and just, he could trim. He doesn't have to shave. He could just trim because most
right,
guys
ask,
are trimming
let
these
Let me
days.
Ask you then, what do you
that's
prefer?
That's the bare minimum. I mean, women are getting like Brazilians. You know what that's like? Her legs overhead. She's getting her hair wrapped out of her ass. I mean, that hurts. Mm. But trim, what do I prefer?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I'm not that tripped out on like so much hair. It doesn't make me crazy or anything, but I like if they take time to hair. But going back to the beginning, I was just talking about the sheets. If you manscape before our date, I'm totally psyched. But wipe all the hairs out of the sink and the friggin' the bathtub before I come over. Guys always leave the hairs. Like, we're not going to see it. We're using your bathroom. Flush it.
What about if a guy was completely shaved?
That happens. I'm fine.
Yeah, but you're cool with it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I'm totally fine with it. If it's like a huge bush and like I can't get to it and like it gets in my, that could be annoying, but I'm not like completely obsessed with it. But I think that trimming is like the bare minimum that he should do. And that I can tell you this, John, that you're not going to be with a woman who's going to be against it. She's not going to say, oh my God, I can't believe you trimmed. However, you might be with someone who, you know, like she's not going to be upset that you trim, but if you don't do it at all, you could be with someone like you just were that didn't like it. Do you have any tips for him on manscaping, Menace? How do you do it? Do you trim? Do you shave?
Yeah, you just use an electric shaver. Don't try to use a razor because you'll
don't
cut
do this
yourself.
At home.
Yeah. You'll give yourself something called the flicculitis. I can't say it.
Like a flick your bick?
No, like a
flicculitis.
Yeah,
if you shave too
and
close.
And it'll make it look like you have herpes and you don't want
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't do that. Trim and then use a you're good. Okay. Emily, I want to say thanks for all the great podcasts. Please keep up the great work. I love the full spectrum of topics on your show. I have a question about your interview with Garen James on the How to Be the Cowboy of Your Dreams episode. You complimented his cologne, and I would love to know what it was. I always like to look and smell really good for my wife. I love the smile it brings to her face when I clean up. I work really hard to keep her happy, and you and Dr. Drew are a big help. Thanks so much. I hope you have a fun test date. Oh, okay. With one of Garen's gigolos. Big hug, a big fan, Mark. Okay. Hey, Mark, so Garen was wearing the Vetiver cologne, Vetiver cologne. It's a warm, dry scent with earthy, woody, and smoky notes. That's what it was. He smelled really good.
What's your favorite? Do you have any favorite
for
guys?
For men?
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing about cologne is that it smells different on every guy. Like, everything that you and I wear, you'd smell different on you than someone else.
I typically liked
Jo Malone.
I always liked my, what was it? Not Dolce & Gabbana.
You did smell good for a while.
Oh, it was Chanel Platinum.
Do I stink today? No, I'm totally kidding. You don't smell. I know that would upset you if I said that. I mean, I wasn't. No.
I need to get some more.
And also, there's pheromones. I just want to mention there's Crazy Girl, one of our sponsors who we love. All their products are pheromone infused, and they smell really good because I've been wearing their Wannabe Naked Cupcake spray and lotion, and people are like, you smell amazing, and I think it could be like the pheromones. So you could go to crazygirl.com, use coupon code Emily25 and get 25% off. They have stuff for men and for women. And but Garen's cologne, he smelled really good. So, okay, he was on the show. Have you seen Gigolos on Showtime?
I have not.
Okay, so it's a show that's based on his – He's the only or one of the most popular escort services for straight single women who don't have time to date, whatever it is, and they hire a straight man who's a gigolo. He doesn't like to call them gigolo escorts to go on a date with. And they spend like thousands of dollars. And they pay these guys. Like they go out on dates. He just says there's no sex. Not in the contract. He doesn't want to talk about it. But I'm sure they bang. And they hire them. They have like a perfect guy come over who treats them well, teach them women, cherish them, make them feel beautiful. Like he kept repeating over and over again. Like, I go, what do these guys do? Like, what do you, how, why is the woman paying? He's like, they make a woman feel like a woman and feel beautiful, which is something that you don't ever do.
Oh, I don't ever do that.
You don't, how many times do you tell your girlfriend she's beautiful?
All the time.
What does that mean?
That means like probably at least once a day. But really? You That's said good for you. You said I remember in the past that you're supposed to compliment a woman 12 times a day.
I did say that. That That's was just
ridiculous.
No, but there's it's not just like babe you're hot. It's like you look so cute like in that outfit need, or you're
Do you
smart.
Need to be complimented 12
no,
times a day?
No, but it was just to get the point across that you can never make a woman feel more special and beautiful. Like there's not enough. Yeah. So many people are in relationships where after they're together for a while, we all want to feel and that's just beautiful on the outside.
I know you're not the
cherished.
Average woman, but don't you get? Aren't you going to think if you compliment a woman 12 times a day, right? That you kind of think, oh, this guy's kind of a pushover.
Yeah, I mean,
he's kind of a pushover.
I guess I'm talking about if you're in a relationship and you no longer tell your partner, and vice versa.
Don't you want a man to be a man?
Yeah, but he could be a man and say you look really hot.
Yeah, see, three times. You get high off of guys giving you compliments.
No, I think a lot of women do. And you didn't, my show last week,
yeah,
I was out with
you
two
like,
girlfriends.
If a guy, I've seen it before in a public setting, and a guy gives you a compliment, and you're like,
who is, like, who doesn't like that?
Yeah, like you're on drugs.
Maybe, you know what? It's a serotonin, it's a hit. But so many women don't feel sexy and beautiful after they've been in a relationship for a while, and then that leads them to not wanting to have sex, or they don't feel appreciated, or they don't feel cherished. And this is just a way, and men want to feel appreciated. Like men want to feel like, to have women say thank you, and I appreciate the little things that you're doing, rather than being picked on. It goes both ways. And the 12 times a day was a bit excessive, but it just to put in men's mind that it's important to recognize. Like my mom, I said this, divorced my dad. One of the reasons that she always brings up is that he never made me feel beautiful. He never told me I was beautiful. He never seemed attracted to me. You know, my mom's a beautiful woman. And so it's not just about
but
the superficial compliments.
But did he like provide for your family?
Yeah. So maybe that bitch should have shut up and not divorced him?
No, I'm just like, well.
There were other
the,
issues.
Yeah, what about the communication you always say?
They
Stuff
didn't
like that.
What do you mean? What, that's
you know,
important
yeah,
too.
But does the guy always have to initiate the communication?
With compliments or in life?
No, just
men
in life,
and women.
Yeah.
All you guys, people wait so equal? Long to communicate because everything. Guess what? Everything's great after the first month of your relationship. There's nothing to talk about because every date's perfect for the first 6 months. But how much do you want to waste with this person? Because of course it's great. The first 6 months, if I had sex with this tree, it would probably be great for 6 months. But then eventually it starts to change, and you need to communicate. You need to learn to men and women talk to each other.
You, I think you drive guys crazy because you want to talk too much.
I have driven guys crazy. Like the guy who would said, is it okay if we don't talk past 8 or before 8 a.m.?
Yeah, wasn't that an ex-boyfriend?
John, my other ex, yeah. Who I don't sleep with anymore. I just go to Mexico with him and my new and the other boyfriend.
This is so crazy. So if you're just tuning into the podcast for the first time.
If you've never heard this.
Now, when we were doing the radio show in San Francisco, this is so freaking crazy. I don't know how any guy like agrees to this, but Emily somehow loves hanging out with her ex-boyfriends, loves it.
That's
and
awesome.
With her new boyfriends, somehow she talks her new boyfriends into hanging out with her ex-boyfriends all the time, to the point where they go to on a trip to Mexico together.
It wasn't just the three of us, it was like 10 of us, and ex that I don't sleep with anymore.
Yeah, but it
It's not how, weird, though, man.
Yeah,
it's not
what
weird.
About,
it's only weird
how's
in your
it not,
mind.
How,
they became what? Friends. They
how
became
is that
good
not
friends.
Weird? How does anyone agree to that?
My ex then, had his
okay,
new
you,
girlfriend.
Okay, you talk about that, like the 10 people. What about the times that you go to your ex-boyfriend's cabin and there's like 4 people and it's you and a new boyfriend and an ex-boyfriend?
We're really close.
How is that not weird? Like, how does any guy agree to that? I know as a guy, I would not want to do that.
But
and you're going to say, oh,
so
I'm insecure, whatever. There's no guy that wants to do that.
My ex-boyfriend was secure. And we became friends because if you're with someone for a while, hopefully you can salvage, not every time, but the relationship, if you don't crush their heart really horribly, which I did not crush his heart that bad.
I don't know how you're going to preach and say that is like normal, because it's not normal.
Okay. I understand that that's not normal, but it totally seemed normal the whole time.
But you continue to do it.
I haven't done it lately since I moved to LA because he's in San Francisco.
But I guarantee you, if you get a new boyfriend, you're going to hang out with an ex-boyfriend no matter
what. Oh, I already have here in LA. Bob and the new guy. Yeah.
How'd that go down? What did you guys do together?
Because my boyfriend's become my friends.
Was it just you, the ex-boyfriend, and the new boyfriend hanging out or what?
No, it was a party.
That's always fun.
It was a party.
And then do you automatically say, oh, this is my ex-boyfriend?
Yeah, I tell him. I'm not going to like throw it out. I'm like, oh, by the way, I banged him for 3 years. No. I tell him. They're cool. Most people are cool. Because it's not that I'm still in a relationship with them.
I don't know what type of guys you date. They sound like they're, like orgy guys or something.
We've never had orgies. I've never had sex with an ex and a current.
I know, but it sounds like the orgy guy, like the guy with the leopard pants on.
Oh, the swinger?
And the swinger, and like he has a ponytail. It sounds like really.
They're all normal.
Okay, I
get it. We have different, I think it shows that I can mate, that I can.
Yeah, you can, but you're not thinking about the person that you're with and their feelings.
We had the best time in Mexico. That's what
happens all
the time. They bonded. They hang out now, even after I dumped him when I moved here. So they have a new friendship. Okay, now a word from our sponsors. I didn't mean to dump. Okay, whatever. Okay, so hi. Here's the deal. Thanks, everyone. I so appreciate you listening to Sex with Emily. And one of the reasons you're able to listen to this for free is because of the incredible people at Good Vibrations. Good Vibrations. We love them. Sex Positive Store carries all the best sex toy brands. You can get the Pocket Rocket, which was my very first vibrator. Little clitoral vibrator. Mm-hmm. The Rabbit Pearl. Rabbits today have come a long freaking way. They're amazing. The Rabbit Pearl, the Aura Oral Sex Stimulator, ORA. It's amazing. It really does simulate oral sex. It's by Lilo. And any other Lilo toy, 20% off when you use coupon code EMILY. Some restrictions might apply. You can even get the strongest, most orgasmic vibrator of all time. What is it, Menace?
I don't know.
The magic wand. How do you not know this?
The Hitachi magic. Hitachi,
but it's not.
But they don't
Hitachi
call it Hitachi anymore.
I love that you knew that. Yeah. So anyway, go to Good Vibes. Go to sexwithemily.com/goodvibes and use coupon code Emily. That's sexwithemily.com/goodvibes.
You brought up the bullet vibrator.
Yeah, bullets are amazing for clitoral. No
story. So my old assistant, she worked in the same. She lived in the same apartment.
Not your girlfriend.
Not my girlfriend. We lived in the same apartment building, and so I was helping her with her bed. And we're moving the bed, and this thing just like fell on the ground, and it looked like a bullet. It was silver.
Yeah, the silver bullet.
And it had like a rubber tip on it. And I go, oh, what's this thing? And it had a button. It had a button on the bottom. I hit the button. I swear to God, her whole face
turned
red, and she almost died in front of me.
The bullet's a great one.
It looks like a bullet.
I just gave Carolyn, did I give you guys bullets?
Yeah.
Didn't I? Were you there?
But you're the one that's always getting stopped at the the TSA agents how do you even show your face when you do that?
I'm just like, listen, this is my industry. I show my card. Sex with Emily, I think it's funny. I give them a toy. They let me through. Like, it was when I come back from Vegas and I have all those toys. And then but the problem is they start vibrating sometimes in your bag. That's
just
bad.
Put them in check-in. It doesn't need to be a carry-on.
But it had to because I was...
Some shame.
I bring 100 toys back from the sex toy conference.
Oh, you don't want to pay that extra $50.
No, I don't remember what it was, but I do get pulled up. But they're like, it's cool. We see it all the time. Okay, so another sponsor shout out is Fleshlight. It's the number one sex toy for men. Wouldn't it be amazing if you could feel the pleasure of having sex anytime, even when you don't have a partner? The Fleshlight is the most popular sex toy for men. It simulates the sensations of sex. It was engineered to look and feel like the real deal. And many people think it's even better than sex, which I feel kind of bad about. But because my friend I gave it to said it's so good, I would leave my wife if it could cook. That's how much you love the Fleshlight. Not that you'll never want sex again. The Fleshlight stamina training unit helps you practice lasting longer and becoming a better lover. A lot of men don't last long enough in bed, as long as they'd like. Plus, you'll experience some of those mind-blowing orgasms. And if you've ever fantasized about having sex with your favorite porn star, their vagina might be in a mold on their website, like Jenna Jameson, Christy Mack, Joanna Angel, Nina Hartley. And it's available on their website. Go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight to get your Fleshlight now. That's sexwithemily.com /flashlight. And Menace, I have a garage full of them.
I know Joe Rogan's been talking about these forever.
Okay, tell me, what does he say? Because it really,
they're all just saying how amazing they are.
I'm telling you, it feels like real. I don't know. Like, if I had a penis for a day, the first thing I would do, well, no. The first thing I would do is get a blowjob, and the second thing I would do is try a fleshlight. Like, I just stay home all day because they have all these different textures, and it feels like sex, and people freak out about it. You don't want to try it once? Your girlfriend could do it to you. Like, one night when you're tired after work, she could masturbate you.
Uh-huh.
You put a little lube in it.
No, because, see, sometimes, see,
you think I don't
when
understand.
You're in a relationship.
Yes, you stop having sex, and?
No, not that you don't have, you stop having sex. It's just like, you know, you can't. Satisfy yourself without satisfying the person that you're with. Okay. It just can't. And then so when you're tired.
What about she has her period? What if she has her period
okay,
and she's
now
like,
you're getting into territory I don't even want to talk about.
Why?
I'm talking about the thing where if you're exhausted from working all day long, okay, and you're like, man, I really want to have sex, but I know that I will get to the point that I want to be, but you're like, damn it, I'm so tired. I do not want to put in all the effort.
Why don't you like? See,
I know
okay,
that's very selfish, but it's just true.
I don't understand how you don't
because
like vibrators.
Women,
you would just put
again,
a vibrator.
Like
you,
I've
you
always said,
sleep.
Women are like the Rubik's Cube of life. And it's like really tough and it's not always easy.
Do you guys
to
ever
get
talk about
to
this?
To the point where they want to be.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm just saying it takes a lot of effort. I'm just.
It doesn't
being
have
real.
To, though. I'm being real by telling you it doesn't have to take that much effort every single time. If you used a vibrator, that would help you. That'd be half the battle. Mm-hmm. She'd get there so much quicker. Do you want some from my car?
Yes.
I just think she'd like it.
Okay.
Okay, and then also, a lot of times women don't, like, they don't want sex on their period. Some women do, some don't. But mm-hmm. she could just use that and be fine and not be, you guys have been in a relationship forever. She's not going to be like, I feel like I'm really getting the short end of the stick.
Yeah. No, I get it. I understand.
You don't really.
I do. But you're just pushing your drugs onto me, which are sex toys.
They're not drugs. They're helping the world. One orgasm at a time. Speaking of periods,
can
your
you
favorite topic.
Ever have sex without having a sex toy?
Yes, of course. Yeah, absolutely.
And be actually satisfied.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I can, but Menace.
But I prefer sex
toys.
Because I started with
so,
one.
No, I didn't start with one.
All I think about is.
Here's why sex toys are. So many women, only 30% of women, okay, 30%. Can actually have an orgasm during penetration on your penis and a vagina, boom, right? 30%. And of those 30%, it's not every single time. So most women, first off, need clitoral stimulation, right, to get them going. Your penis, when it goes inside, is not hitting your clitoris. Now, there's certain positions that you could do to rub, but typically you just want a pounder. She's doing nothing. So if she uses a toy to warm up, it's a little tiny clitoral, whatever. She holds it there. You hold it there. Then she can have an orgasm while you're having sex. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it helps.
I'll give you this, though. I guarantee you there's so many guys that don't even know that.
That's why they listen. I know. No one in the world knows. I mean, This is what I was talking about in the office where I came here. I'm like, it's so amazing to me that every single day I get an email about this stuff. And then every night on Loveline, it's like, my girlfriend can't have an orgasm during penetration. Every day, can't have an orgasm during penetration. And I feel really bad about it. I feel like it's my mm-hmm. fault. And then the girl fakes it because she feels bad about it because she thinks she should be able to. That's why I just want to, like, take over sex ed in America and just go teach, like, the real low-down sex ed to people. Because the fact that I get an email once a day from a woman or a man, at least, that says, I masturbate on my own. I always have orgasms, but I can't during sex. And then a guy's like, I feel so bad. I can't please her. It happens to everybody. This is like science. But no one knows. And you just said that, but you should know this. And it pisses me off.
I do know.
So that's why sometimes.
I do know.
Sure, you can perform oral sex, warm her up, but sometimes you just want a quickie, you grab the thing, do whatever. And if women can have a G-spot orgasm, did you know that typically they need a clitoral orgasm first? So if she, let's say you're having intercourse, sex, and she has it held on her clitoris, and then she has a clitoral orgasm, and then you're inside her, she could then have a G-spot orgasm. It'd be amazing. Fireworks.
It's amazing, yes.
I'm just telling you. You're going to come to my side. Okay, hey, Emily, I've been thinking. I'm so turned on when I'm on my period and seeing that May is masturbation month. What are your thoughts about sex, masturbation, and your period? Thanks, Sydney. My thoughts are good for you. Go for it. If some women get super turned on during their period, they're really into sex and they want it. Masturbation, again, if it feels good, you know, a lot of times, like for me, first day, I'm like crampy. I just rather like go to sleep. Go
I mean, does bed. Masturbation really need a month? Like people yes. do it every day.
Like masturbation does because it's making, this is the thing about masturbation month.
Oh, wait.
What? Answer the question. What? Masturbation? No. You don't like me. You're okay, the kind of guy that hates masturbation
no,
sex.
No.
What?
I mean, I was going to say you should share the story. If you're going to talk about masturbation, you know, whatever. It's a dumb holiday month, whatever people made up.
I resent that.
But
yeah,
you should share the story for people because you get new listeners all the time. Share the story about your friend in Arizona that like masturbated from.
Oh, okay. You want to hear my favorite story.
Go ahead and do it.
Okay. So I had a friend in college, my best friend, still my best friend to this day. She'd never had an orgasm. So she had an internship in Arizona for the summer and she was there for like, you know, 6 weeks. And she thought, you know what? I'm going to masturbate every single night for this month or 6 weeks that I'm there. I'm going to just work on it. I'm going to try. And she didn't have one at first, like first, second, third week. She still didn't have one. Like it felt good. She was getting to know her own body. But finally, like the fourth week, she had like finally had the orgasm. She figured out her G-spot, the whole thing. And she put that work in every single night. And I have to tell you, till this day, she's still like, we're still about every time she has sex, I kind of hate her sometimes because I'd be like, how was it? Well, now she's married. We don't talk about it as much, but she's like, I had four orgasms. I'm like, during intercourse? Like it would upset me. But I honestly think it's because she took the time to understand her own body, and that women try and they don't get it and they don't think, you know, and you gotta know your own body. So a lot of women, the reason why, and men too, but mostly for women, that they're having sex that is not fulfilling to them is because they expect either A, their partner's gonna show up and know what to do, and B, the most important thing is you need to know your own body and what makes you feel good, because then when you're with a partner, you can show them. She knows what positions to move in because she figured out her own body. And I bet you there are very few women who spend that much time dedicated to it. And imagine if they did. So this month is a great month to get to find a new, maybe you're friggin' multi-quadruplistic, I made up a number, sort of, orgasmic. But what if like you had this amazing erogenous zone like on the back of your knee and like you could have multiple orgasms and you didn't even know it? Like we have erogenous zones all over our body, so it's just a good month to explore your body.
Isn't it
yo?
Also some of it though, like how into the guy you are, like in your mind?
The brain is our largest sex organ. I mean,
I have a follow up question for that one too.
Wait. You mean
I'm just saying like okay, you know don't some... you probably get like a higher high when you get to that point if you're like super into the person on a level like you know you're in love with them
and then you should be able to orgasm
it just makes it better
the orgasm
yeah I'm asking this because I want to know if you ever experienced that with a guy that you were super into a guy that you think is the guy that you've been into the most out of all your relationships.
Oh, God. I mean, we don't have that much time. I mean,
no, there has to be so one guy that. Like, please don't tell me the used car salesman from LA.
No, like, he was actually the worst. That's why I don't sleep. We really don't sleep together. I mean, like, I really
like
hang
an
out
actual
sleep together.
Emotional so connection with somebody. Because these are the questions that I like to ask.
When I had an emotional connection with somebody,
you go
did I have better
super
orgasms?
Sexual, and I always try to get you back to the emotional side.
Okay, so what are you saying? What was the question?
The question is, who do you think is the guy that you had the most emotional connection with?
I always have emotional connection.
I know, but the like that made sex better because of that. And why did you break up with him?
I break up with him all for the same reason. And yeah, I believe that with these guys that I've been very close with, like most guys that I date, I get very intimate. It's not just like the sexual, it's intimate. Like I'm I can't not have the emotional connection with someone. So I wouldn't say there's one that stands out from the rest. That's like, I mean, there's like true loves that I was like, oh my God. But no, I mean, sexually, I think the closer we are, the more like intellectually we connect and talk about things, then the sex will be better because we're also communicating about that as well. But I don't think just because I'm really into a guy, I'm going to have incredible orgasms with him unless I or typically people won't. I might because I know what to do, but it doesn't mean that every woman is waiting. Like, someday my prince will come and so will I. Like, obviously, it's not like some guy's going to, you're madly in love and then you're going to have an orgasm. You need to, like, talk to your part, figure it out, show him. Women don't want to show. They don't want to, like, feel like he should know. Did I answer your question?
Kinda.
I've been emotionally attached.
Have you?
Okay, so what do you think about period sex? You probably don't like it. The dirt, dirty sheets.
It's kind of up to her if that's what she wants to do.
What do you mean if that's what she wants to do? I'm not going to, like,
say, oh, we should totally do it right now, you know? If it's,
but what if she says to you, babe, I got my period, but I'd like she's to get like, down.
Then I said, fine, then we'll fine. Work it out.
We're just going to go have it on the put a towel down in the bathroom.
Yeah, but
you don't
not
care.
On my, you know,
not
my
on your
Ralph
nice
Lauren
sheets.
Sheets at all.
But so anyway, to answer your question, Sydney, yeah, I have no problem with it. If you want to have sex, your partner's down with it, you can masturbate, whatever feels good to you. Yeah?
Yeah.
You good?
Yeah.
We're going to wrap.
Yes.
So good to see you, Menace.
You too. I love seeing you. I'm sorry that I haven't been around. I've, you know, been
whatever.
Going to
I mean,
weddings
not,
and stuff.
I love that. And
people
and
getting
funerals.
Married.
Yeah, I know. Well, I hope I was good with you and good luck with your new show. But this show is your number one, so that makes me feel really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, my priority.
So everyone, check me out on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and you can ask me questions through any of these sources. I get them everywhere. It's Sex with Emily across the board, and Menace is Menace, which you should spell because people think they spell it wrong.
M-E-N-A-C-E on Twitter.
And you're more into Instagram too, right?
Yeah, Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, Menace. He posts a lot of his meals, if you're into that.
Yeah, if you love things. Food.
Okay, everyone, thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. CrazyGirlProducts.com carries unique pheromone-infused products that make you feel sexy and confident. I'm crazy about their wannabe naked shave cream. It's made perfectly for your more intimate areas. No shave bumps or ingrown hairs. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off at CrazyGirlProducts.com.